Students in the Syracuse City School District are among the stars in the Red House Arts Center production of The Music Men. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the idea was to turn River City, Iowa into a multicultural melting pot by doing colorblind casting and at the same time give the students experience working with professional actors.
Over the past year, life has been a struggle for 16-year-old Tajanae Lane. She's had to move from Syracuse to New Jersey, then back to Syracuse after her father was arrested for robbing a bank.
I decided not to use it as an excuse to give up or drop out of school or let it get the best of me.
Lane's passion is dance. She is a junior at Henniger High School and one of 10 students from the nonprofit Hillside Agency in Syracuse that star in the Red House production of The Music Man through the Arts Center's Theater Experience program. They have been rehearsing after school on evenings and weekends for 8 weeks.
Life's too short not to chase your dream, so, I decided to go for it. Without dance, there's no me. I wouldn't know myself if I didn't know dance.
Wayne O'Connor is the executive director of the Hillside Work Scholarship Connection, which assists 920 students across the Syracuse City School District at risk of not graduating. 76% of Hillside students graduated on time in 2013, as compared to the city's 48% graduation rate in 2012.
And I don't think anything is more team-oriented and requires more commitment than does participating in a play, participating in a show. I've seen such growth by these young people. They're committed. They're responsible. They're learning what it means to be reliable.
Tamar Smithers is an education coordinator at the Community Folk Arts Center in Syracuse, which partnered with Red House this year. She and two of her students are also in The Music Man.
When you're in the professional world, if this is what you want to do, this is what happens. You work your 9 to 5 or whatever that is, and then guess what? You go to rehearsal. And guess what? You're there till 10, 11 o'clock at night. And guess what? It's daily, right? So they get that experience, and I've definitely seen a change in my students.
The director, Steven Svoboda, says he wanted to take a classic American musical and modernize it by looking at it through our current culture and not as a historic artifact. Effect, which led him to the idea of multiracial casting.
The kids at Hillside were like, we're not white, how are we going to be a Music Man? You know, now you're making a Shapoopy, what is that? You know, like they really didn't see themselves, and that was the point. The point is they should be able to see themselves in a classic American musical.
Svoboda says the kids were shy at first.
Now I can't get them to stop talking. Now they're stealing the stage from the professional actors and hamming it up and being the stars of the show. And that just that boost in self-confidence, that transformation in how they perceive themselves is more than the show is worth in a million years.
The Music Man runs at the Red House until December 21st. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.